Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. Episode 67. How are you doing? So I've got to start today with something that presses all of my cringe buttons. All my cringe buttons. But it has to be done, which is to let you all know that I have launched my new mentorship program. And I have also redone my website. And I'm not going to blather on about it for 10 minutes, so you don't need to skip. Just if you're interested in the possibility of mentorship, or you just want to have a nose at my website, I'd love some feedback. It's hannahmedium.co.uk. Job's a good one. Right, so today I want to talk to you all about healing and the healing journey. And I know that I've done a podcast about healing 18 months ago, but I've been really good today and I've not listened to it before I recorded this, because sometimes I think it's good to repeat things, and if I know that I've already said it, I'm going to have some resistance there. But second of all, I don't want to go back into my old way of thinking accidentally. Does that make sense? I want to make sure that what I'm sharing is completely what I'm getting at this moment, at this time. So as I said to you guys the other day, I'm feeling like I'm in a pretty good space at the moment, and I'm really feeling celebratory about that, because it has been a long time of just feeling stuck and like things aren't moving and things aren't going the way that I want. And I think we all have different seasons in our energy, in our lives, that we need to acknowledge. And these seasons are not always matched to the seasons in nature that we're experiencing. But something that really feels, at the moment in the UK, end of August, we're starting to think about autumn. To me, my energy at this time feels very much like spring. It feels like there's growth coming, shoots are starting to shoot out of the ground, things that I thought had died are suddenly growing new bits, and things are happening. So it feels exciting and like a period of growth. And I think that I have been in winter for about a year. So, you know, not a lot of movement, not a lot happening, needing to go in, needing to reflect, needing to take it slow and steady, needing to be sort of wrapped up and pulled away from people for the most part. And I've definitely been through a period like that. So first question is, if you were to think about your energy right now, what season do you feel that you are in? Do you feel like you're right on the cusp of seasons changing? Can you feel a new energy coming in? Or do you feel that you're right in the thick of it right now? And there is a freedom in accepting your energetic seasons. There's a freedom in accepting where you're at and understanding that at this time, you're powerless. You don't go out in your bikini in the depths of winter in the snowstorm and say, I'm still gonna tan. You accept that it's winter and you live a winter life. Well, it's the same with your energy. If you're feeling very much like you're in autumn and it's a season of letting go and reflection and coziness and inner warmth and starting to reflect about the year that you've had or the time that you've had, and analysing, looking at that kind of, at that experiences, the experiences that you've had, so that you can put them down and lay them to rest, allowing yourself to recuperate. That's fantastic, as long as you know that that's where you're at and you can behave accordingly. So it's really important to be asking these questions of yourself. And it's not like the seasons here, that they don't follow in a pattern. You can go from summer straight into winter. You can go from spring straight into winter. You don't have to be following the cyclical patterns that we all know, but just asking yourself that, I think, really helps you to understand where you're at. Now I'm going to talk to you about mountains, because mountains are really coming in with spirit and me at the moment. And I wasn't going to talk about them because I did a meditation for my subscribers that was up a mountain, and I was talking to somebody on answering a question. I think we talked about mountains then, and I thought, okay, enough with the mountains. And then I pulled myself some cards, and guess what's on the card? So sometimes you just have to do as you're bloody well told. Mountains. I want you to think about your spiritual journey, which is intrinsically tied to your healing journey. It's like a strand of DNA. You can't have one without the other. They are mixed together. They complete each other. And this healing journey, this lane that you're in, is for life. It never gets done. It never reaches a point where you just go, everything I need to be sorted is sorted. There'll be good points, there'll be bad points, there'll be points when you're tired and points when you're energized. But you are always aiming to climb that mountain. And if we think about heaven in the way that we all thought about heaven until the spirit world showed us otherwise, which is above us, in the sky, in the clouds. If you imagine on your spiritual journey, what you're trying to do is climb that mountain. And the higher you climb up that mountain, the closer to the sky you become. The closer to the sky that you are, the easier it is to communicate with the beings that float around on clouds there. Now, we know that's not how it works, but it's a really good representation of it. So when you sign up for wanting to feel spirit more clearly and strongly in your life, whether you want to be a medium with it or not, but when you sign up for this journey, you are starting that journey of climbing up that mountain. Now, of course, people climb the mountains who don't believe in the spirit world. I'm not going to get into all of that today. We are just talking about you guys who are listening and the journey that we're on. And of course, there are times when the ground gives way beneath you and there's a rock slide and you travel further down the mountain and you feel like you haven't progressed the way that you would want to. And there are times where you have to make camp and stay where you are on the mountain and just allow yourself to recover from the journey so far. That's where I've just been. And I think it's really important to understand that, just like the seasons, if you imagine the seasons now on your journey, it's much, much easier to climb the mountain in spring when the air starts to warm up and you can see signs of growth and everything feels more alive, than it is to climb the mountain in the depths of winter when it's icy and snowy and you just want to be inside and resting. So again, reflecting at where you're at. And I think, I've been thinking about Amanda's question from the last podcast and how much we choose of this journey and how much is predestined of this journey and whether we can give up and rest. And I think that with the healing journey, your soul is always striving to absorb as much of the experience here as it can. And I do feel that there is always progression on the healing journey, whether you're consciously doing it or subconsciously doing it. And I think that's because that's why we come here. We come here to experience, to learn, and to grow. And although our human might be tired and our emotional bodies might be broken and done, our soul is not involved in all of that noise in the same way. Our soul isn't afraid because our soul knows that we are loved, that life continues after death, that this isn't all there is, that we don't have to worry so, that everything will be okay. And so your soul's going to continue to want to develop and strive and learn and grow, even when your emotional self is just baked. Now, of course, your soul's not going to completely override your human, because it wouldn't. And you might find that things go more slowly or more gently. But definitely, I think there is this balance between the soul growth, the knowing, the learning, the experience, the healing, and the wanting to rest and the wanting to stop start and the human need to be in control. So we're trying to raise our vibration. If you imagine yourself climbing that mountain, you are always trying to raise your vibration to the next highest point that is available to you. And just like if you were climbing that mountain, along the way, you are going to need to upgrade your equipment. You are going to need to change things up. So keeping this metaphor going here. Oh, is it a metaphor? Is it an analogy? Oh, I did English literature A-level and I still can't get these two sorted in my mind. It's whatever it is. It's the picture one. Anyway, if you are climbing that mountain, you're going to get part of the way up and you're going to need new boots. And those new boots might be a new idea of who you are and what your purpose is. And you had to do the journey in the old boots because that was all that was available to you. But you've got 16, 20 foot up the mountain and you've realised that, my God, there's a brand new pair of boots here. And you've put them on. And of course, you leave the old ones behind. And that for me is very much what the healing journey is about. It's about acknowledging the newness that's coming in and releasing the old ways with gratitude and with love, but with release. And sometimes you're going to need to repeat lessons. So sometimes, rather than going up the mountain, you will find yourself going round the mountain. And as you go round it, at the same point, you'll think, I'm sure I saw that tree before. And you'll go round again, you'll go, there's that bloody tree again. And that will be some experience that you're having in your life that just keeps coming back. It might look slightly different, it might be tied with a different bow, but it will be the same piece of learning that you need to really sit with and understand to be able to move on from. And that's all perfectly normal and necessary, because as you've heard me say, the spirit world need you to be in the clearest possible energetic space that you can be for you to be able to hear them. And I always use the blackboard analogy, but it works so well. If you imagine your energy like a blackboard with everything that's going on in your life written all over it, some from 20, 30 years ago, some stuff recently, your shopping list, the things your mind's thinking about. Did you leave the water on? Did you need to turn it off? Are your hair straighteners on? Did you remember to turn them off? Did you remember to send that birthday card? All of that stuff written all over this immense and humongous blackboard. And all spirit need from you is just a tiny little space to be able to write and your attention for a moment to read it. And of course, the more healing work that we do, the more things we can clear off that blackboard. But of course, the more life that you live, the more things are being written onto that blackboard simultaneously. So you're never going to get a completely clear blackboard. It's impossible, but you can get a clearer one. And one of the things that's really important to understand about healing is that it's available to everybody. Now, I am a Reiki master teacher, Azui and Angelic Reiki, and I think that Reiki is amazing. It's the mutt's nuts. It's one of my favourite things to teach. It's very transformational. It's very, very life-changing. That said, healing energy from the spirit world, from the universe, is available to everybody. And it's available to you. So it's all about intention, and you can just ask your guides, your helpers, even if you don't really know them yet, even if you're not really aware of who they are, you can ask them to help you heal. And for me, I always rest one hand on my chest, my heart center, and one on my tummy. And I will sit or I will lie, and I will find some lovely tinkly music on YouTube. And I ask spirit to help me. And I imagine that energy flowing out of my heart and round my body and round into my aura. I imagine it flowing in through the top of my head, down the back of my head, down my neck, down my shoulders, down my arms, and out of the palms of my hands. And I sit with it. And if you can do that when you are in the right frame of mind, when you're in the right space and you feel really drawn to, just taking 10, 15 minutes a day to do that will completely change your energy. But that's not the end of it. Because if it was as simple as that, we'd all be healed and whole and it would be easy peasy wheezy. But of course it isn't. Because what you need to do is understand that you have essentially almost lifted yourself up and placed yourself a little bit higher up the mountain by doing this act several times over a couple of weeks. You will move yourself up the mountain. And then you're going to find yourself in this strange place where you don't really feel like you fit. And sometimes the spirit world will pick you up and move you up the mountain. So if you feel like suddenly everything's changed and you don't really fit in your life anymore, and that's probably what's happened to you. It's happened to me several times, but it's still a difficult thing to go through. And you will find that the people in your life, you usually, if I'm honest, find harder. You will find that people will naturally fall away. There's friends that you thought were going to be best friends for the whole of your life, but all of a sudden you just think, oh, I don't know if I want to see them. And you start making excuses and taking that little bit longer to reply to messages, and it falls away. It falls away. But also with those people in your life that you are, shall we say, stuck with? That sounds like a horrible thing to say about your husband, your wife, your children, your parents. But the people in your life that are around you all of the time, your family, you may find that you find them slightly more difficult, you find them slightly more negative. And you have to remember that it's you that's changed, not them. And that's a really, really important thing. They might seem like they are being really negative and moaning and complaining and griping about this, that and the other and never looking at anything positive. But that's exactly the same stuff that they were saying to you 3 weeks ago. It's you that's changed. It's you that's different. And your job is to try and hold a space of love for them, just like the love you will feel coming in from spirit when you do that healing. It's not about judging. It's not about teaching. It's not about educating. It's not about understanding. It's not about offering solutions. It's just about allowing. It flows through you and past you. So healing in itself is really the simplest, but it's also the most amazing for that reason. Because if you can stick with it through the bits that your brain will throw up of, this isn't working, what a load of rubbish, Hannah's full of shit, all of that stuff. If your brain can just say all that stuff, because it will, and you can ignore it and carry on anyway, you will be amazed at how much that can transform your energy and transform your experience. And it's not going to be like a lightning bolt comes in and you suddenly you're skipping down the yellow brick road and it's bloody amazing. It's gentler and more subtle than that. You, like I said, will notice that people around you suddenly seem more negative. And it's not that they're more negative, it's that you are in a higher frequency. You will find yourself more appreciative of things in nature. You will suddenly be mesmerized by the colours on a pigeon's neck, by a piece of grass blowing in the wind, by a squirrel running around your garden, eating all of your bird seed. You just find yourself mesmerised. My husband is just so fed up with me talking about the sky. He just cannot abide me discussing clouds, sunsets, stars, because I'm just find myself permanently fascinated, hypnotized by what's going on above me. It's just mind-blowing to me. So you'll find certain things like that that just start to creep in. It's not going to necessarily heal you from the traumatic experience that you had in childhood that you're carrying with you. And as you've heard me say very recently on this podcast, there are no magic wands. Things like that need professional healing and training to deal with. You need to find ways to put down those loads. But in the general day-to-day stuff, it can make a massive difference. And the reason why this is so important at this time is because we are facing yet another wave of fear-mongering and negativity. And although you may not buy into the fear that they're currently selling, I don't, it's still really, really bloody hard to be an empath and be surrounded by people who are petrified, who are absolutely fearful. So your work here is to try and hold on and, dare I say, try and improve the frequency of energy that you're at for yourself and hold that space of love. Accept that love from the spirit world for yourself so that you can be a greater shiner of that light on earth. And although people may not respond, they may not notice it straight away, you may not feel like it's actually making a difference. If you can hold that space internally, when externally everybody's petrified and worried about their heating bills and worried about what they're going to do, then you are helping to make that change and you are going to help people to experience the world differently, even if it's subconscious. It's still so important. So that's what they're asking us to do at this time, is to focus on us and our healing and our vibration and our frequency. Follow the things that light you up. Follow the things that make you feel excited. Don't buy into the fear. Don't allow yourself to get dragged into this quagmire again. And you know what, guys? I hear you. I'm tired. I'm fed up with trying to swim against the tide. I'm exhausted from the last bloody crisis that we had in the UK. I'm fed up with hearing about people stealing, politicians and people stealing from people and living these lives of Riley while the rest of us are struggling. I'm fed up with it, but I also can't allow it in my energy. And so you've got to make sure you keep yourself on track. So now it's more important than ever to be in that space of gratitude, of love, of shiny, shiny light, and holding that space. The other thing they're asking me to talk to you about is that as we're going through and yet another transition with people on the planet, again, behaviours are going to come up for you to face yet again. So if you think of things that we've come here to learn, and we all learn from each other in our soul contracts and our families and the people around us, you can expect people to be trying to bring you back to that stuff from 20 years ago, for bringing up those behaviours that you thought you'd dealt with, that you thought had gone, that you thought was solved. And I have to say, the message that I'm hearing at this time is not about correcting it. And it's not even about dealing with it. It's about prioritising your peace and moving yourself away from it. No response is the best response at this time. And not allowing it in. you are not going to get resolution at this time by bringing up any bad behavior with anybody that you want to be dealt with. Those conversations where you think you're going to be able to say, look, it really upsets me when you say that, it's going to be harder than ever to have those at this time. So this is your excuse time, peeps, to run away from it, to say whatever you need to say to get yourself out of those situations and prioritize your energy and your frequency and just remove yourself. So I hope that that is making sense to you all, why they wanted me to talk about this. And one of the things that they are really hammering home with me at the moment is to be less instantaneous with my reactions. Generally speaking, when you're responding to something negative, an instantaneous reaction is not a healthy reaction. So make sure you're allowing yourself time to sleep on things, to have your reaction but have it privately. Take time to allow that to settle and then see where you want to be. It's not about fighting the good fight at this time and calling that stuff out. It's about retreat. And the fiery, fighty warrior side of me says, no, we have to fight. We have to hold people accountable. But actually, it's not what it's about. It's about where you spend your energy. And your energy at this time needs to be prioritized. It needs to be pulled back. It needs to be solely focused on you, on your growth, on your healing for this next chapter. Because things are going to happen soon and it's exciting. And I am still holding that space of, we will come out the other side of this and we will get to experience the benefit of all of this crapola that we have had to wade through. So there we go. Focus on your healing. And of course, if you don't want to do the hands-on healing that I was talking about, there are so many other ways that you can heal. Journaling is brilliant. Walking alone in nature is marvelous. Sitting with a cup of your favorite tea and not speaking to anybody and not reading anything, not listening to anything, not on your phone, just sitting is a fantastic thing to do. If you're like me, you'll find yourself expelling lots of things in lists just to get rid of, to deal with, to get it out of your brain. Anything like that, it's all about clearing, cleaning, and healing. And that's where they want us to be for the next chapter, which let's be honest, guys, better be the good one. I'll be right sulky if I'm saying to you in 3 months' time, and here we go again. But I have a feeling we're not done yet. So there we go. Thank you very much for listening. Let me know your thoughts. Does this all make sense to you? Where are you at? Does this resonate? Podcast@hannahmedium.co.uk. Have a great day.